This is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show, because that show doesn't exist anymore. Mikey Show. Yeah. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, and good night, everyone who's listening to this podcast. This is your host, Mikey, also known as M18, Aquaman, the man with a plan, Mike on the mic. Mike, who hit that transvestite and took its bike. Mikey, who likes to wear Nike. Michael, that's a psycho. And my personal favorite nickname of all time, and I kid you not, I have to say this is by far my best one that I ever heard. El Diablo. No, I'm joking. El Diablo was not me. It was a wrestling name that I was affiliated with back in my heaven and hell wrestling days. Imagine that, right? My first topic today, and this is like fresh and everyone's all flipping out. Mac Miller died. And everyone just like blown away. Apparently, according to TMZ, he died of a drug overdose in his San Bernardino home. Yeah, that's just crazy as hell. The guy died at 26 years old. Now, you just gotta think about this, alright? I literally just said this to a couple guys that I work with today. You know, that kind of proves the fact that the whole music industry is all, it's bad. It's dangerous. It's polluted with negativity. How many deaths do you hear about musicians or people in the entertainment field in general? You hear about them taking their own lives. Like, you hear about people committing suicide all the time. What was this, Triple X, XX Tentation? He died of actually a gunshot. And then Mac Miller, you know, months after he got convicted of a DUI on two counts, he got, you know, he just broke up with Ariana Grande a couple months ago, so he had a nasty breakup. Then this, you know, and all jokes aside, this guy, as what I said, this guy was 26. Betty White is outliving all of these musicians who die at a very young age. Tenacious, I think he died actually at like 19 years old. Then, you know, Mac Miller died at 26. And freaking Betty White still kicking? How the hell is that even possible? You know, and it's really crazy because yesterday we lost someone else that was really a legend. I'm not saying Mac Miller's a legend. He had really good music. Don't get me wrong. By far, my best track that I've heard of him was the most recent one he made, was called Ladders. That one was actually real deep. But, like, his newest album actually kind of, like, gives you a hint that he had suicide on his head, on his mind a lot. He had the idea of it for a while. So, was this just a coincidence? I don't know. But, like, I highly believe to the fullest that the music industry is polluted with, it just, it's bad. And as a musician as myself, I'm kind of thankful in a way that I'm not like in the big leagues. I'm more in the independent circuit, but still, like, I'm independent and I'm still underground. I'm happy with that. I make music just for the love of the joy, the love of the game, and the joy and the message. I don't, you know, as what I said before, I don't care if I became famous. If I ever became famous for my rapping or my lyrics, it's then I ain't gonna change me. And that's a lot of thing with all these people, all these young talent nowadays that, like, you know, they're bound to be great, but they just get overwhelmed and get introduced into drugs. But then again, he admitted that he was a heavy drug taker anyways. And like, it seems like their PR kind of like pushes them to, they form this artist, you know? That's, you know, I personally think it's more like their business rep of them crafting the per, like, you know, this person than at a very young age, such as, like, you know, look at all the young talent right now. Mac Miller was one, but, you know, he died of a drug overdose. X Nation, there was a lot of people, a lot of musicians. And they're just, right now, the industry is hurting that bad that they're signing young talent because it seems to me that they could craft them the way they want them. They could craft to make a guy look like a clown. Look at 6ix9ine. He looks like a fucking bowl of Fruity Pebbles that just went on top of his head. He looks like a freaking, a unicorn just took a dump on his head. And all these clowns nowadays, like all these musicians have all these tats and all this stuff. And like, I don't see one musician out there that is like not all tatted up. So like, honestly, like how come the industry doesn't aim for people who has, not their life situated, I'm not even saying that. How come they don't get someone who would be defiant and know what their image is instead of having someone craft them and build them the way they want them? Because I ain't gonna, like, but then again, you know, it's kind of like you're selling yourself to the devil. My buddy, one of the guys that I work with, he's a musician himself. He believes in the Illuminati. This sounds kind of crazy, but, you know, like, he's all, like, he believes that, like, they're pulling all the strings. That's why all these musicians and actors are dying of overdose. It's like, you sell your soul to the devil, and you get rich and famous, and you have all this money. The next thing you know, you die, you get shot. And, like, the guy, X-Nation, he was in his freaking Audi. He gets shot. The guy is by himself. Allegedly, he was going to go buy a motorcycle by himself. So a lot of people were starting to believe that he was set up by the Illuminati. Sounds kind of crazy. But, you know, all these conspiracies and no facts. But you know what that means, though, for his music, though? His music is going to blow up. Like, all his records are going to go up. Why is it like that, though? You know? Like, when MJ died, when Michael Jackson died, his record sales reached through the roof. They freaking broke records of records of records. Got millions and millions of dollars of royalties. And where did it all go? It went towards his debt and among his children. You know what? Someone told me, though, kind of regarding in the same principle of it, is that when you die, your debt does not disappear. And that's really sad and pathetic, that if you die, your debt is still going. And that blows my damn mind. Like, how the hell, like, why is it fair, and why the hell would relatives pay your debt off when you're freaking dead, or in the ground, or burned in an urn, or whatever? Why is it fair for them? They just can't mark the debt as paid. I don't know. My second topic is, kind of that, another thing that kind of pisses me off is, there's, this guy. Let me read this article real quick. It says, a former Trump campaign aide, George Pop, whatever, Papadopoulos, and his wife, Samoa Manide, was sentenced. After his sentencing in the U.S. District Court in Washington, George was a long considered key witness in the Robert Mueller's investigations of the Russian interference in the 2016 presidential campaign and possible collusion with Donald Trump and his associates. He was sentenced today for 14 days in prison for lying to federal investigators. Are you fucking kidding me? If an average Joe like you and I would lie to a federal investigator, we'll probably get and for something such as like almost as treason. Are you serious? Pardon my French, but that's messed up. He gets 2 freaking weeks. And if it was just a regular person committing treason to another country, we get up to months to years in prison. What kind of crap is that? All because he has ties in with our beloved president, Donald Trump, he gets a slap on the freaking wrist? This kind of crap pisses me off. This is why I can't stand democracy. I can't stand Congress. I can't stand freaking how society in America functions as a system. I can't stand it. For people like this almost committing treason, gets a slap on the wrist 2 freaking weeks in prison. And you know what though? On a completely real level, he is probably going to be isolated from all the other inmates too. So he's going to probably be like his own, he's going to get special treatment. He's not going to be like, you know, with the other inmates, you know, that's just, they'll murder him alive, especially when it comes to being in prison. He'll be someone's bitch if he was actually in a cell with another inmate for anything, he'll be someone's bitch. And he, like, you know, and right now he kind of has that, like, you know, if you kind of look at his face, you know, I can see him being someone's bitch in prison if he was actually what was coming to him. I know it pisses me off. Another thing that kind of pisses me off about this whole situation, as what I said, if it's just you and I, or whoever's listening to this podcast, if it's just an average Joe, we'll end up at Guantanamo Bay or something like that. Hell, what did Eminem say on his latest album? He said something on a BET cipher, Donald Trump sent the Secret Service at his house to see if he wanted to actually hurt Donald Trump, and was Eminem linked to terrorism. But his former campaign manager could perform treason and interfere with the whole Russian investigator thing with Robert Mueller. That's fine. This is why celebrities should not go for presidency. They should know, they should pick someone with good morals and that actually understand Congress, not business. Even though America is a business, and it's not a country no more. As what I was going to say yesterday on an unrelated note about what the whole Nike and boycott thing, that what America should be, and how Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick was, you know, kneeling down with the whole NFL thing. What I was trying to get at the end and conclusion, you know, in certain cities, or not cities, when a kid saying the Pledge of Allegiance nowadays, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, they are not to say under God. This is something 100% real, that people who don't believe in God, when it came to saying the Pledge of Allegiance, didn't throw a tantrum. I won't say throw a tantrum. It's kind of a bad word. They organized and said, and when it came to it, like, hey, we don't believe in God, so why do we have to say this? So from that, like, nowadays, you say the whole Pledge of Allegiance, and when it comes to the end, you don't say under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Most people don't say under God, because this whole people on saying that they're not religious or they don't believe in God. And something, you know, about 40% of Americans don't even believe in God. I have to say at least 40%. That, because it's just, I don't know. This is society. And that's very frustrating. And how the rules tend to ban for people such as this guy who's getting sentenced for 2 weeks. You get guaranteed, if Donald Trump was not president and he did that crime such as that, then yeah. But since he probably rigged it and helped Donald Trump become the president of the United States, because, you know, when it comes down to that, it's kind of like the domino effect. You knock one down, you knock all of them down. So, you know, it's more like, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours, and like, yeah, all right. So, where I'm getting at with this is, just bear with me for a second. So, bear with me for this. The guy knew eventually that he was going to go to prison or go to jail. He probably knew. Probably knew, and Donald Trump said, "Hey, don't worry, I got you. You know, you'll get a slap on the wrist." He knew, because otherwise, he had to get the job done. Because sometimes real battles aren't not what's in front of you. Some battles are such as this, and the presidential, such something as high caliber, such as the presidency of the United States. He literally declared war going against Hillary Clinton. He actually did. He gave her so much crap, said this and said that, put her on the spot. And you know what, though? Like, I can't stand when people say that they're going to be president of the United States and they say all these promises and they never keep it, though. They never do. Like, he said that he was going to get Hillary Clinton, who's actually the... She's... I believe she's the... The... God, what the hell do you call that? I don't know. She's still affiliated. Secretary of State. Yeah, there we go. I believe. And, he said back in his campaign that he was gonna make her go to prison. Is that bitch in prison yet? No. He just said that to get all these people to... He just said what the people wanted to hear. All because Hillary Clinton knows how to push the delete button when it comes to fucking emails. And what about this? His slogan, his campaign slogan, making America great again. What's so great about our country right now? About every other weekend, there's a mass shooting somewhere in America. Somewhere. There's a murder going on. And he had the nerve to, he went on a press conference and saying that we started making the wall. The wall? A wall, hang on, let me rephrase this. A wall that Donald Trump tried to make the Mexican government pay for. All because people tries to better their lives by coming into the United States undocumented? I'll admit, yes, the principle of it, but has Donald Trump actually walked his peach-looking ass to the Mexican border and see what Mexicans have to do to come into the United States and try to better their lives? Seeing that desert from me driving from Phoenix to San Diego, seeing the desert, I say, holy hell, welcome them with open arms. But Donald Trump is under the impression that all people that come from Mexico are all murderers and rapists and killers and this. Not all of them. If you look on every mugshot in every state, I guarantee you half the inmates that conducted such hate crimes as neo-Nazis, as hate crimes such as murders, rapes, I guarantee to you about more than half of those people in those mugshots are white or a different race besides Hispanics. I guarantee to you. So honestly, it sounds like just Donald Trump doesn't like Mexican people. And I felt like I just committed a Kanye West moment when he said that George Bush does not like black people. But hey, whoa, let me say this though. Donald Trump likes Mexican people. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Or let me rephrase that. He likes people from different countries. Because then again, who does he have cleaning his mansions, his resort homes, his freaking hotels? I guarantee you, it's a person from another country who's trying to better their lives. I guarantee you. Why? Because workers such as that are cheaper in labor. They're cheaper by the dollar. He could get away with paying those people less than minimum wage. All because he knows that they're undocumented and they don't have a green card or different scenarios like that. Same thing when Sheriff Joe was in Pyle. Sheriff Joe Pyle. He was the sheriff of Arizona for the longest freaking time. He actually, not in office right now, but he was actually doing something like deporting people. He was a lesser version of what Donald Trump is now, what Donald Trump is trying to do. But then again, that's why Sheriff Joe's in trouble right now. He's in Supreme Court because what he did was, what he was doing was against the law. And you know what he's gonna get to? Slap on the fucking wrist. I can't stand how the justice system is rigged. But if I will go out there and share army secrets to ISIS and how they function, all because, you know, I'm saying theoretically, I'm not going to. I love America. I'm not saying I would do this. But any U.S. military veteran or someone who tried out, or not tried out, but someone who tried to enlist in the military and couldn't follow through basic, or survived basic, did all of AIT training, so you know how to function bombs and all that stuff, make bombs and all that stuff, which when you get out, you'd be on the FBI watch list for terrorism. A lot of people do not know that. But if I was going to trade army secrets and how they function, their strategies, their battle tactics, how they do things, then freaking Secret Service and everyone will be showing up by my doorstep. All because of treason. But this guy could interfere with the U.S. presidency seat. I don't know. I can't. I don't like how the system is rigged. And you know what, though? Like, I don't know, the whole system screwed up. So far, like, me being real, with the guy, I'd rather have the guy that's in office, which is Donald Trump, than Mike Pence. I don't know why, that's just my preference. A lot of people will probably agree or disagree with me. But I don't know. This world is just crazy now. And something else I kind of wanted to touch up on. I came across another story, and which I come through these stories kind of a lot. And this is actually like a slap in the face for this father. But a Boston police captain's son gets 20 years for a terror plot. Holy hell. Springfield, Massachusetts, a Boston police captain's son, who authorities call a committed soldier of Islamic State group, was sentenced for 20 years in prison on Wednesday for plotting to use assault rifles and homemade bombs to kill Americans on a college campus. Alex, who went by Ali Al-Ak, pleaded guilty for terrorism charges in May. 3 years of his father alerted the FBI of his son's desire to fight terror, to fight for the terror group. That's like a kick in the balls, right? Like, the guy's dad is in law enforcement, and holy hell. Luckily he was unsuccessful when it came to this plot. Because, like, killing people, innocent people who don't deserve it, such as a cowardly group, such as, like, this, that would do this, they're cowards, for starters. And secondly, like, it's sick. This is the reason why stupid people plotting against America, this is the reason why eventually they're going to take away our Second Amendment right to right to bear arms, because they are not going to know if we're actually bearing, if we are bearing arms ourselves, or if they're plotting, if you got people plotting against to do harm to the country. That's what Donald Trump said in a press conference. He said there's more or less, there's war on our turf against police officers, against all of this. We are literally in a civil war right now. Mainly aimed at the people in blue. And that the people in blue is people like in law enforcement. The people who dedicated, well, most of them, the people who dedicated their lives to put their lives at risk and their safety to maintain law and order on the streets. But sometimes you don't get that person. Sometimes you get people who think they're above the law, like they are Steven Seagal. But I don't know. I could go on and on about what this country needs and how it looks. I could go on and on about it. But, you know, it's not going to change the fact that what clowns we actually have in office. So. But, you know, if you want change, you got to do it yourself. Like what I said in a song a long time ago. If you want something done, you got to do it yourself. But I'm not saying I'm going for president. I'm just saying we could do better. And I believe, like, nowadays, I want to believe that we're going in the right direction. But when people abuse the justice system and corrupt the justice system, and they get a slap in the wrist, that's the real terror right there. You got people doing to months to years for treason for what this guy's done. And people, you know, the press is going to, no matter what, they're going to say that it wasn't that bad, or it wasn't that, it wasn't like that. It is like that. Who owns all of, who owns the media? The media. You know, the media doesn't say everything they actually want to report on the news. It's always someone in the higher ups that doesn't make a story, or let them make a story of actually news. Like, they report what they need to. It's like a script. So with this whole Illuminati thing, I really wouldn't be shocked if there is a secret group out there doing such things like this. But honestly, that's a whole different game. I don't even want to even joke around like that, because next thing you know, I'll have, you know, people at my doorstep, so don't want that at all. But yeah. But that's actually what's all on my mind today. Mainly about this guy, about what happened to Mac Miller, how I believe that the music industry is terrible right now too. So until next time, my friends, please take care. Please look out for any kind of terrorism. Remember, always report, you know, someone or something that you're uncomfortable with. So until next time, my friends, please take care. God bless, and you'll hear from me tomorrow. So yeah. This is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show, because that show doesn't exist anymore. Mikey Show. Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.